This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What was your reaction to, in the Karen Reed case, the scripted Q&A document that allegedly was given to the ARCA experts, where you got your questions and you literally have like the answers in the margins on the side? That didn't seem very normal. And obviously, you know, we can go into the whole thing where, you know, the jury didn't realize that these were defense witnesses. That's obviously a big deal. But in any way, shape or form, having like scripted answers on the stand, your own witness or not, I've not heard of that.
Well, the mischaracterization that they weren't paid, that there was no and a lot of people are picking, you know, nitpicking, right? They're saying, well, they were actually paid after. Well, that's how it works, everyone.
Yes.
It's shocking that people don't understand how these expert witnesses work with their attorneys. Yes, oftentimes there's a retainer, but remember in this case, the lion's share of all their work was done. And that is going through documents and writing a report. That's the big kahuna. And then if you need testimony later on, that would either come out of the retainer or, in this case, a brand new agreement. And you can only bill when you know what it costs. What's my airfare? How much time did I spend waiting?
Yeah.
You know, how long did I testify? How long did you pre-try me? You mm-hmm. know, in other words, ask me questions.
Sure.
It's unusual, I have to tell you, for an expert witness to have a big, long session of pre-trying. Experts are going to stand on their opinion. It's not a fact.
It's because they're the experts.
Yes, they're not supposed to be told what to say. They are supposed to say what they know from the facts. And so this Q&A back and forth that you spoke of, never seen it. I've been doing expert witness work for, oh my gosh, since 2017-ish,
mm-hmm.
never has an attorney sent me anything like that.
Yeah.
Usually, actually, your communication with attorneys is kind of limited, and it's usually just spoken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might call you up, where are we at? What's your opinion leaning toward? What are you thinking about this? And then you tell them,
mm-hmm.
and they say, okay, okay.
Yeah. Then they decide what to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very, very, I mean, for me, it's head shaking on both ends of it too. I mean, we've all heard the testimony of the ARCA witness, you know, Wolf, were you paid by the defense? No. Mm-hmm. Have you ever met me? No. Did you have any relationship with me? No. I'm paraphrasing, but that
yeah.
was the sum total. And it was a barrage of questions and a barrage of no's. And I don't know how he could ever, ever be hired by anybody after that. I really don't, because that's just blatant lying on the stand
yeah.
from what I saw.
It's going to be interesting to see if sanctions are used here against the defense. And if they do sanction Alan Jackson or any of them or fire them, or if the judge says, sorry, bye-bye, you got to go. That's going to be interesting, especially if it's just like Alan Jackson alone and they keep the case kind of going, you know, and the trial comes up close to where it was scheduled to. How is a jury going to look at that? Is a jury going to even know about that, I guess? I mean, could that be brought up in the case itself once you have a jury seated?
Well, when you look at this case, they are not, as far as I know, and I've always, you know, I'm screaming, please pull your jury pool out of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
At least you have some chance that you have all these blue collar workers and all these other people in industry over there,
yeah.
you know, white collar people that might not have heard about this.
Yes.
I've met so many on planes. I've talked about it before. When you take from a big city, you have a really good chance. If they keep taking from in and around Denham and Canton, it's going to be a disaster. And they will, I think, know all about this, everything that's happening on social media, and probably already be set one way or the other in their opinions on this case. And but will Jackson be removed? We all know he's on a pro hac vice, which says, okay, you're only here by the grace of the judge.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to allow you, but But Yannetti is really the lead. I mean, Yannetti is the actual Massachusetts barred attorney, and he's responsible for you. And you saw both of them didn't say anything except at the end, Jackson. And this was so telling, too. When the information came up about the, I want to remember the particular point that he made. Oh, the Brenham had said that Jackson is continues to lie. Even yesterday, he went to, I believe it was Christina Rex in the media, and she asked him, did you pay ARCA for their testimony? And he said, no, we don't have an agreement. You know, we, again, the same spiel. And Brenham was trying to point out, see, even now he's not contrite. And then the judge asked, that was the only time that the judge specifically asked Alan Jackson, did you say that? And he stood up and he said, yeah, and I'm telling you that right now. We didn't pay for testimony. You see, Tony, how he's skewing, you know, pay for testimony. Well, without paying, guess what? They're not coming.
Yeah. It's basically lying by omission. And depending on the timeline that we're talking about, it's The FBI has now stated that they're not going to be pursuing charges against law enforcement for the alleged misconduct that went on in this case. Basically, you know, talking about some very unkindly words, you know, at the end of the day. And of course, there's allegations of, you know, tampering, this or that. None of that's ever been proven. But the fact that the FBI has said the investigation's done into all this, and with Karen Reed, you know, pretty much on the bandwagon of, look, there is something shady going on here with law enforcement, and the FBI saying, no, there's not. We looked at it. Is that going to affect a jury differently than it did the first time around when there was an investigation going on?
Well, I think if they look, again, if they look at a jury pool from this area, many of them are going to know these details. So, Tony, yes, I think it does have an effect. But for those who have been prior FBI, who have been U.S. attorneys before, any pundit that you see said long ago when the TUI information came out and there were 3,000 plus pages of information and nothing happened and that trial went on, months ago, all of us said, this investigation is done. It's, and we explained how it works. There's grand jury investigations, and unless you call for a vote on a true bill or a no bill, many investigations go through the grand jury process and just die on the vine. They're never asked to make a decision. It just ends because there's nothing there, and that prosecutor has nothing to charge. So it just ends. Many, many, many investigations happen that way. And so for most of us, we tried to point this out. So in other words, I think it was a long time ago that this was decided, but it's just coming to a definitive light. And I'm glad, for heaven's sakes, with the new U.S. attorney, Joshua Levy didn't want to say that because all this happened under his watch. And I don't think he wanted to stand up and, you know, with his tail between his legs and say, we couldn't find anything but a few messages to his high school friends and sister that were really ugly, you know, because that's what it came down to. Yeah. And that came out in court as well.
Sure. And it makes it, they had really no skin in the game on this. If they had found something, it would have come out, but they didn't find anything. And we kind of have to, you know, be okay with that decision, even if some folks thought you're going to find more there. And well, no, you really didn't. Do you think Karen Reed knew when all these things were going on, what was going on, or was this all kind of done behind her back? You know, just it's work of the attorneys, where you're not going to sit there and know if they're crossing every T and dotting every single I, because that's their job over here. Your job is to be defended by them. And how do you think she might is reacting now when the attorneys are going through this, possibly being sanctioned, possibly being kicked off? I can't imagine she's in a very secure place right now.
Well, she's a smart lady, and every defendant is different. Some defendants just turn everything over and say, you handle everything, I trust you. And other defendants are extremely involved in their defense. I believe she is on the complete right side, an 11 out of 10 involved in her defense, involved in what's going to happen, influencing of the attorneys. And quite frankly, legally, you know, they can't make decisions for their client. They can make them on behalf of their client. But for instance, if a client doesn't want to plead guilty, they can't force them to.
Yeah.
And same with not guilty and all these other items. So your question is, did she knew 100%? 100% she knew. She's a lot of things, but she is not dumb and she's not ignorant and she's not a, you know, a wallflower. She is all over this case and all over in this investigation. And quite frankly, this really helps her because if they are kept on the case and just with what they've done, I just keep thinking of possible appellate issues.
Yep.
But if the judge removes them from the case, we have also appellate issues. So she's kind of the, you know, the catbird in the seat right now.
Yeah. It's almost a get a new trial free card that she's getting if she is in fact convicted for ineffective counsel is the argument that she could easily make and probably be granted, which means we could go up to a third Karen Reed trial in theory. Oh, let's hope it doesn't get there.
Let's hope it doesn't get there. I think everybody... You know, especially Judge Cannone. I mean, she can't get this trial over with quick enough. And, you know, everybody noticed when all of this happened, she was shaking.
Yeah.
Visibly shaking. And, you know, my read at the time was, you know, this is a woman who now realizes what's in jeopardy. That if she takes this person who has completely disrespected her, who is really in contempt of court, some would say he's committed fraud because of the different documents that were produced.
Yeah. I mean,
there's some attorneys out there saying that, and I don't know if they're wrong, that she knew what this meant for this trial. Mm-hmm. Possible postponement, possible Sixth Amendment, possible being overturned no matter what decision she makes. She realized the gravity very early on of what they had done.
Yeah. And we will find out very soon what those consequences will be.
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.